Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 13th of November, and I'm recording at 9:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Okay, by far the most important thing that is taking place here today is that what is still the world's most important commodity, crude oil is plunging in here today. The WTI price, that's the U.S. price, is currently at $74.58. That's down $2.60. And it was down at $74.07, so over $3 at its low today. And the more important Brent oil is currently at $77.91. That's down $3.21 today, and it's been as low as $77.29, so that's been down almost $4 here today. That technical action is looking climactic here. And the amazing thing about it is that it's just something that absolutely no one had forecast. We could all see it breaking down, and it has remained rivetingly consistent during that correction. But I think if you'd offered money that you would see crude oil prices at these levels on the 13th of November, you would have done well. Now, what else is going on in here today? I should probably stay with the commodities because although that's a slight change in the normal routine overall. But industrial metals, which had been mostly firmer yesterday, I think they're softer in here today. And that U.S. copper has slipped back under the $3 level. It's at just below 29, 298.95 cents. So that's hitting the markets, metal markets. And see, we've also elsewhere we've got firmer grains and beans, moderate gains in here overall. And precious metals, well, they were higher earlier in the day, but they've been dragged down by crude oil. And we see palladium now in after-hours trading at 767. That's down 645. And silver, which had been up at 1579 at one stage, testing the higher side of its current trading range, but it's down just over 3 cents at 15, just under 3 cents now at $15.59.5. So that's only a very small decline. Platinum down nearly $10 at $11.95 and change. Gold down slightly. So silver and gold clearly doing the best in here today against this trend, but gold is at $1,161 and change, down just over a dollar. So let's see. Let's go back now and have a look at that. I think those are the main highlights there. I say crude oil. That's really is the big the big story. It's also knocked the natural gas in the U.S. down a little bit in here today. It's at $3.98 overall. Okay, what about stock markets, starting with the Asia Pacific? They've been quieter, although Japan strong again today. It's done extremely well, and it's a market that Owen and I like a lot, of course. And let's see, we have with that Japan down, the yen would be a contributing factor, and that the yen is at 115.78 yen against the dollar, and that's at a time when the dollar index is a little lower. More on that in a moment. The Hang Seng Index was up a third of a percentage point. The Shanghai Composite was down about the it was de declined by about the same third of a percentage point. But the Shanghai Composite has been really strong recently, and so that's only a small pullback. As a matter of fact, the Shanghai Composite is currently up over 16% on the year in U.S. dollars. Elsewhere, mixed picture. India down a little bit, quarter of a percentage point, less than yesterday's gain. No, it's about the same as yesterday's gain. And best performance looks like Thailand, up almost 1% in here today. In the just get my codes right here, or my screens right. In the European stock markets, well, they were firmer, but it's small stuff. Well, the best was looks like Sweden on the ones that I can see. Sweden and Switzerland were up nearly 1%. Spain down a tiny bit. Netherlands down a tiny bit. Excuse me. Euro Stoxx 50 index up almost a third of a percentage point, but they're serial underperformers. And the Euro Stoxx 50 is down 10.74% so far this year. And we have the German DAX index down over 12% so far this year. So serial underperformers. And Russia remains a major concern, as you will not be surprised to hear. Well, you've been hearing it pretty much every day. And looking at the Americas, so Wall Street, it just sort of was up and down a little bit, managed to close with modest gains, a quarter of a percentage point on the Dow, and considerably less, but still in the plus column for the S&P and the NASDAQ Composite. Canada down about 0.5%, not helped by the oil, obviously. Brazil slammed, same factor there, plus the unsettling election result that they had knocking that back. That's the biggest mover on the day, it looks like, that I can see, down 2.14% here overall. Okay, what's going on in terms of those U.S. government bonds? Well, the yields dipped a tiny bit, very quiet here, 2.3487% on the 10-year. And we also have if I go back to the currencies, and I mentioned that the dollar index was down slightly. It's at 87.75 as I speak. And I think the euro is a little bit steadier, 1.2477 against the greenback. And sterling soft again here today, down 1.57 against the greenback. Is the Bank of England governor pushing it down to the 150 level? I wouldn't be surprised here, because he will be concerned, and indeed the UK government that's not thinking about the election. Will be concerned about the weakness of the Euro region, which is of course a big market for the UK. All right, and Putin. Well, troops are piling into Ukraine, and they're not just troops, weapons, heavy weapons. That's the most worrying factor overall. And then there are these bold, I would also say, I think quite correctly, reckless air flights, incursions into other countries' airspace. And people have been reasonably quiet for the most part, but it's a bullying and intimidatory a tactic here, of course. And it's the sort of thing that the Soviet Union used to do. And where did Putin learn all the nasty business that he knows. Well, you know, this is an old KGB hack. But it's a concern. And this oil price, though, that's just a body blow, and it's devastating for Russia's economy. Really devastating. And but that, you know, Putin's, I've said before in the written commentary, Putin's only got one card to play, and that's his military strength. Although he certainly can't get into any kind of arms race with the USA, because he won't be able to afford it the way Russia is backsliding. But nevertheless, he is both irresponsible and reckless, and this is a risky situation, which the stock markets in Europe are reflecting, not least the Russian stock market. And on that note of some concern, all the very best to all of you.